Belinda and ABC Audio present this unabridged recording of a collection of conversations with Richard Feidler and Sarah Konoski, Volume 7.
I'm very pleased to say Richard E. Grant is here. Every time I see Richard in a movie, I think, oh, how lovely, because I know he's going to show us something that we're all going to enjoy. Richard E. Grant has often brought a sense of danger and unpredictability to his characters, ever since his stunning performance in the classic British film With Nail and I. And it's all done in that beautiful speaking voice. And Richard's quick to attribute his vocal versatility to the tutoring he received from his late wife, the celebrated voice coach, Joan Washington. Richard met Joan way back in 1982, when he needed to learn a Northern Irish accent for a stage role. The two of them fell deeply in love. They got married, had a daughter, and enjoyed a rich and satisfying family life, which was so completely different to Richard's disastrous family life as a child, growing up in the African state of Swaziland, back when it was a British protectorate. A childhood in a household that was filled with too much gin and violence and adultery. So his 38 years with Joan Washington came as a huge relief and a delight. At the end of 2020, when Joan received a terrible diagnosis from her doctor, friends rallied around. And during the COVID lockdown, Richard and Joan were able to spend their last months together, entirely in each other's company. Richard E. Grant's memoir of that time, based on his diaries, is called A Pocket Full of Happiness. Hello, Richard. Welcome back to Conversations after a 15-year absence, I think it is. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard.
The book is filled with your diary entries. How long have you been keeping a diary?
Since I was 10 years old. And it was instigated entirely from inadvertently waking up on the backseat of a car and witnessing my mother bonking my father's best friend on the front seat of the car after a cricket match late at night. So I tried God, didn't get a reply, and I obviously couldn't tell my father or my mother or friends. So I instinctively started writing it down, thinking that in order to make something unreal seem real, by recording it, nobody could then turn around and say, oh, well, this never happened. So it stood me in good stead, and I've been doing it ever since for the last 55 years and counting.
Did writing a diary give you a sense of stability in the midst of all that the chaotic events of your childhood?
Yeah, and curiously, in exactly the same way that not knowing when you have no control of anything as a child, when Joan was diagnosed on her birthday on the 21st of December 2020 with stage 4 lung cancer, again, writing about it in forensic detail every single night before I went to sleep was a way of making sure that I recorded everything of the last, what turned out to be the last 8 months of her life. And